This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
You know, the caller is asking what happens next if we don't stop this. We'll be conquered. We'll be taken over. That's what's happening. We're in a season of blood right now. And if Trump's unable to stabilize the country and remove this attempt by foreign powers to break the country up, it's going to get very physical and we're going to win that fight. And a lot of the mercenaries that have been hired to be part of the political class, they're all going to disappear and run for the hills. They've all been making those plans. That's why it's so stupid to go down this road. Thanks for holding, Jonathan. Did I answer your question in a babbling way? I mean, what do you think comes next? You're just as smart as I am.
No, I appreciate all the info that you give us. I think it's biblical. And I do want to say that I did buy X2. I bought bodies because I'm a meat cutter and I stand all day and I take a pill before I go to bed and my body is great all day. I'm not really sure. All I know is biblical central banks have controlled Europe and the United States. So I don't know where this goes. All I can say is to the callers, to the listeners, pray for Alex, pray for the family. And like you said, when you have a communication with God, you get this tingling sensation, a connection. So I'm going to make sure that I pray for you, Alex, that I pray for this country. And I'm not sure what we can do when these satanic people control our lives with AI, with chemtrails, with vaccines, with 5G.
Well, imagine how powerful we are. They're having to do all this to do it and try to control us. I appreciate you calling, brother. God bless you, Jonathan. And InfoWars has become a figurehead of this, so I need people's prayers. My biggest problem is I get so angry at the globalists. And when I get exhausted, I have to get more angry to power through, and then I become a jerk. And I need people to pray that I have peace. And and that is actually a gratuitous request about me because I'm getting to where I've been getting up at 5 a.m. I've been working a lot, still spending time with the family, so I just end up sleeping less so that I can try to get more done. And I get exhausted, then I have to get enraged to carry on. And it's just not healthy. It's not good. And so I'm trying to deal with that. And I appreciate all your support, folks. Okay, Joe in Los Angeles. You're on the air. Thanks for holding, Joe. Welcome.
Welcome. How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Plug real quick. Want to plug real quick on your product. I have a roommate that cut his toe about a year ago, never took care of it, and it turned into a disaster. He had a hole in the size of his toe of about a quarter, and he couldn't get the doctors to fix it. They were giving him all the, the stuff to take care of the bacteria, and it wasn't working. So I turned him on to your that silver wrap, and within about 3 weeks, that hole's turned into about the size of a dime. So it shrunk almost half the size.
So which of the products did you put him on?
The silver wound.
Oh, sir, absolutely. It's private labeled from the number one company in the U.S. They've said we can say their name, but I've chosen not to because they'll get harassed. But this is what's used in hospitals. It's sold in stores. We are the only ones authorized, because they're patriots out of Denver, to sell it as a third party. And absolutely, super silver wound gel is the strongest nano silver allowed on the market by the FDA. It is certified as the strongest silver that you can get over the counter. This stuff definitely works.
Well, I also, a friend of mine's mom was dying of cancer, so she basically didn't want to go through the natural
chemotherapy.
Chemotherapy. So I told them, here, take some of this stuff. I had DNA 4, Survival Shield, Secret 12, and Selenium. I gave it to her, and she went in for a checkup, and they said that her tumors were 40% decreased. I don't know if that had anything to do with that combination, but she was.
Hey, don't hang up, Joe. I want to come back to you and talk about this. Listen. Scurvy is rampant everywhere. None of the doctors will tell them they need vitamin C. I want to explain this when we come back. This is a big deal, folks. You need vitamin C. You need iodine, just like you need oxygen. But they won't tell you. Stay with us. I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need it in here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies. And that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this. Resistance to tyrants.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So this broadcast is like nails on a chalkboard to the establishment. I couldn't be happier, and I want to stay on air in defiance of their tyranny. But Joe in Los Angeles called in, and he was, you might want to recap. He was talking about his friend got an infection in his toe, had a huge rot hole in it. The doctors couldn't take care of it. And then he tried Super Silver Wound Gel that is patented, FDA approved. We just license it from a company that puts it in hospitals and stores across the land. But our version is Super Silver Wound Gel, just a different label. So I didn't even know the caller was going to bring that up, but that was China Epstein and other things. But he was bringing up someone he knows that has cancer, and he was telling that story as we went to break. So here's what I'm going to say. If you don't have oxygen, you die in about 4 minutes. You pass out in about 30 seconds, but your brain dies in about 4 minutes on average. Unless you're putting an ice solution, you can live for hours. It just slows down your metabolic rate and kind of puts you in stasis. But cells turn off at about 4 minutes, and your brain gives up the ghost. Now, the British ended up being the most powerful empire in the world, not because the Spanish couldn't fight, not because the Portuguese couldn't fight, not because the Austrian-Hungarian Empire couldn't fight, but the Brits invented clocks. They invented, until the U.S. came along, basically almost everything. Because they had the royal institutes where the crown would pay huge prizes to people that developed navigation systems, medicine, surgeries. England was the king. Because the Renaissance really exploded there. And you ever wonder why British are called Limeys? You know, Irish and folks are called Mick because they got a Mick in the front of their name. It's not a racist or bad thing. It's, you know, oh, that's a Mick because they got a Mick on their name. Or Krauts. Germans are called Krauts because they like sauerkraut with everything. So, and I'll go back to your calls. This is really important what the caller brought up. Is the Limeys. The British ended up getting basically key limes when they went into the Caribbean 500 years ago. And they had their captains write and their ship's doctors how long sailors survived, what climates. They were trying to figure out what's making sickness. They weren't sure if it was hot air or why they got close to the shore. More of their sailors would die in a couple of days. And they figured out pretty quick it was mosquitoes. But the British classified that 400 years ago. So the British would always lay off the coast. And foreigners would ask, why did the Brits lay off the coast? Because they don't want mosquitoes. And then they can get all the fevers and the malaria that came with mosquitoes. Well, the Brits also figured out with their scientists, limes. But the Brits were suspicious. The average sailor thought if you swim, you get sick. And they thought, you know, you don't want to eat vegetables, they make you sick. This is what people actually thought back then. So they would put the limes in the grog which is what's grog, one-third rum, two-thirds water, to make sure they would at least drink their water. Part of their pay, their daily ration for good behavior, was grog. So on the job, you know, all sailors, Spanish, Russian, it didn't matter, they were paid in alcohol. And part of their daily food was alcohol. So the British would start putting, 400 years ago, limes in the alcohol, the grog. And so what would happen when they were 1,000 miles from home and ran up against a British frigate twice their size? Or ran up against a Spanish frigate twice their size? Well, the Spanish, all their teeth had fallen out. They had cuts all over them. Open wounds, no fresh vegetables, no vitamin C. Well, notice the British for 200 years could keep it secret that limes were, and so it was a joke to all the other armies that there were bags of limes and obsessions with limes and powdered lime powder to put in, and they would put it in the grog to make them drink it because they knew our troops are ready to fight because they've got vitamin C. So I'm going into a plug here, but here's the deal. Every study, Linus Pauling won 2 Nobel Prizes for vitamin C. And now if you have mega dosages of it, you basically never get cancer. The problem is a lot of people get to where their guts can't absorb it anymore when you're old, and so you've got to take it intravenously. So these are the things that are known. And so the caller was bringing up people that he knows who suddenly got on X2, suddenly got on DNA Force, suddenly got on these things, and they got a lot healthier. Well, that's because if you think vitamin C is powerful, the stuff in DNA Force is even beyond that. It's the next level of that. So, yes, that's what we know. And when your body doesn't have the good halogen of iodine, it uses the bad halogen. At a certain point, the cells are using toxic chemicals to survive. They start mutating so they can use that and not die, but then they take over your body and you die from cancer. And so much of the deformity and the mental illness and the low IQs and everything is that people have vitamin and mineral deficiencies. And they work around the clock with all these fake reports. Oh, you don't need vitamins. You don't need minerals. You don't need. And they lower the amount you're supposed to take. They know exactly what they're doing. So, Joe, finishing up, and I appreciate you holding. You got cut off. Get into the story you were telling.
Well, I wanted to go into China and wanted to talk about chemtrails. So, you know, I've been listening to you for 15 years, and I've been trying to figure out what the end game was, and watched all your films. And you know, I remember when you guys when you did that one show with we found the coffins over there in Georgia.
Yeah, the stockpile of coffins in case there was a mass plague release.
Right. Well. You know, everything's starting to kind of make sense. I'm trying to put things together, and I'm looking at, you know, the holding camps, the closed military bases turned into internment camps, UN equipment that was seen all over the country, you know, several years back. And you start thinking to yourself, well, are they trying? They want a civil war. They want to clear out as many people as they can with equipment, you know, guns and that. And then would China want to come in and you know, invade us? I have no idea, but Deagle.com, I don't know if you've ever seen that website, they say by 2025 our population is going to be down to 60 million, from 330 to 60 million.
And well, I know that the UN wants a permanent world population of 500 million. That's the official UNESCO goal. They believe the sustainable number of humans on Earth is 500 million. Well, you'd have to get rid of 7 million people to achieve that number. So, yeah, I appreciate you, Joe. Thank you for the call. Let's jam in another call before we go to break here. Let's just hold the longest here. Let's go to James in Massachusetts. James, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Alex. God bless General Jones. May you live in peace and love forever. In Christ's name we pray.
God bless you, brother.
So the reason I'm calling, Alex, is with all this election fraud things coming up, Obama having a federalize the elections, why do we not hear any talk about mandating paper ballots, voter ID, even going as far as dyeing your thumb. Why doesn't the president implement some of these things so that we can prevent some of the fraud?
No, that's a good point. You know, in Iraq, they dye the thumb, as you pointed out, so that people don't go vote 10 times. That's the biggest problem. And there's just rampant fraud because the Democrats aren't popular. They're not winning anywhere. It's when the Democrats get control, they engage in election fraud. And conservatives won't do it, so we always lose. But that's changing because the landslide's so big. I agree. Trump needs to stop internet censorship, and he needs to do something about that situation with election fraud you just mentioned.
Yep. And I'd like to thank you also. You know, my wife and I have been married for 17 years, and we never able to have kids. And after a couple of years of taking the B12 and the iodine and knowing about not using fluoride and not having vaccines, we have a great, healthy, vibrant six-year-old boy. And I thank you very much for that.
Well, you know, fluoride is meant to block fertility. It's the bad halogen, but iodine is associated with fertility. So that's a beautiful story. That's exciting, my friend.
Yes, we're very pleased.
Hold on, I got to hear more about this. Don't hang up. This is too exciting.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support. support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, you got cut off on the break, James in Massachusetts, and I've got all the articles right here about IQ, fertility, being boosted on iodine, you name it. That's why the system fights to keep people from getting good iodine and other things that we talk about here. Even if you don't get it from InfoWarsStore.com, it doesn't matter to me. Just research what deficiencies are doing. But get back to you and your wife and recap the story you were telling, because you got caught by that break.
Yep. So we had been married for 17 years, and we never had any children. And we bought the water filter first, and we got out the fluoride and the glyphosates. And then we started taking X2 and B12. And about a year or so later, my wife got pregnant with our baby boy. And with the iodine that she was taking and everything, he's so bright. And you can just see the glow in his face, and he's always smiling. And we just owe it all to you. And then you're our hero, Alex.
Well, that's just beautiful, brother. And, again, it shows the system knows all this. And it works to keep the people from just getting basic things that the body has to have. You have to have vitamin C. You have to have iodine. You have to have water. You have to have oxygen. But instead, the whole system works to block that. Well, I'm just glad that you and your wife, listened to what we were talking about with my guest and the scientist. I mean, I know you got dramatic results, but, I mean, what made you go from just doing the water filters to the other products, and what was it like when she got pregnant? What was she like when she delivered, and what's your son like today?
When she got pregnant, we were just beside ourselves, you know, after 17 years of marriage, and then all of a sudden, surprise. And after she delivered our baby, right from when the first time I saw him, you could just see that he was so bright and alive, and the doctor wanted to stick him with a vaccine for hepatitis B. And I said, are you out of your mind? You want to give my baby a vaccine for a sexually transmitted disease? You are crazy. You're not going to touch him. And ever since we brought him home, he's just been so happy and healthy that we're just beside ourselves.
Well, my wife gets mad when I talk about her on air, but we had three miscarriages, my second wife. And I just said, baby, you play tennis, you work out all day, you teach yoga, you're beautiful. I said, you need iodine. And I dosed her up on it. She did it. And we have my great daughter, who's now 26 months old. And it's just so powerful. It's what we're made of. And I'm sitting here trying to explain this to people. We're not just like making this stuff up. And because she was taking all her other vitamins, she's a big health person. But I explained to her about fertility in women. And just it's just everything. But again, the other iodines are bound. You don't absorb them. Everyone calls their iodine atomic. I wish everyone else was selling atomic iodine. They're not. Because you've got to pay a lot of money and go through a lot of hoops to get atomic iodine. But I didn't mean to go off into supplements today. I was just taking general calls about world government, the New World Order, you know, how they're trying to start a war. What do you make of them trying to plunge the economy? The Democrats are openly saying, not just Bill Maher now, but like Elizabeth Warren, you name it, let's plunge the economy. That'll stop Trump. I guess they think we have no memory. If they plunge the economy, do you think folks will really blame Trump?
I don't think so. I just think that he needs to take more control. I think he's trying to be extra diplomatic, but I think we need a George Washington right now, and I think he's a little bit behind the curve on the election.
No, I agree. You know what George Washington would be doing right now, right?
He'd be hanging people in the streets right now, and that's what we really need.
You're right. I appreciate your call. And, you know, I'm not the type of person that lusts after violence, but I when you hear the truth, you get tears in your eyes because, you know, these people are evil. I mean, and I'm not calling for any of us to any violence because we're not George Washington. And Trump, you know, I think he knows how to hold his fire. He's trying to fix stuff peacefully, but we're in a lot of crap right now. And, you know, when I saw Chris Hayes on Friday say, we must crush the Americans, we must smash them, we must destroy them, these are quotes, and say, you see them with their flags, you see them loving America. It was like a satire piece. Imagine some hallucination where there's a guy on national U.S. TV going, they love America, these filth, they wave flags, we've got to crush them. But he's for real. They think we're so weak, this is what they're doing. They're firebombing ICE facilities. Overworked people doing a great job with the right wing attacking them because they release 90% of the people. That's the law. They're taking care of all these people. They're releasing them. It's the Democrats that did catch and release. It's the Democrats that caused all this, and they call them Nazis. Gosh, they could find so many Americans. They're all AstroTurf. They're out of work. They all get paid by Soros, the media. It's all rent-a-mobs. They just go pull these stunts that the whole media focuses on. They call for the open borders. They created it all. If there's any blood, it's on their hands. Let's take another caller. Who's been holding the longest now? Aaron in Nevada. Thanks for holding. You're a trooper. You're awesome. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good morning, Alex. How are you?
I'm good talking to you, brother. Thank you.
I'm out here in Las Vegas in FEMA Region 9, Sanctuary City, future Sanctuary State. Want to see the head of the Hydra cut off because the Las Vegas Gaming Commission here gives gaming licenses to Dubai World, which is a gold and diamond exchange out of Dubai, and all their money goes to Tehran. You know, they're not giving Trump a gaming license out here. They gave Steve Wynn one when he was put in business by a gangster out of Detroit.
That's a good point. Trump can't get a license, but Iran can.
The Dubai World, half owner of MGM, you know, resorts. You know, George Soros is a big stockholder in MGM, also a big stockholder in Caesar's Palace. You know, you see Dominion voting machines. George Soros owns the company that owns those voting machines. So, you know, what are we doing to Nevada to set the targets over here to stop this transformation into a sanctuary state, Alex?
No, I agree. Trump needs to take the gloves off, and he's trying. He's overwhelmed, and I'm not just defending Trump. It's true. He's got to stop all this, and that's a good point. That's why they don't want us on air, so callers can't call in like this. I forgot. You're right. Iran, through Dubai, which is a Shiite, they own a big part of those hotels, and they're in bed with Soros, who noticed once the Iran deal and to let Iran get nukes. That just shows that Soros is just so damn evil. And that's a great point. I mean, I think we should call for Trump to investigate that. And if the Gaming Commission won't do it, have the FBI do it. Let's throw the Iranians out of Las Vegas, see how they like that.
Saudi Arabia owns the Four Seasons Hotel. They're in Mandalay Bay. So, you know, they're part of it.
Them too.
Yeah.
Except Saudi Arabia is not actively trying right now to overthrow the United States.
Sure, sure. Also, I had a big argument with Google about how they're trying to take away the freedoms of all of us, getting the information when we put a flashlight on our app on our phone, that the information is being recorded, all the calls, emails, going over to people that want to take away our freedoms. And Google's excuse is, well, once the public opts in, we're off the hook.
That's right. You've got that new app that makes people that are young, old, when you sign up for that, in the terms of service, they own your likeness. I mean, big tech is out of control, and it's time for them to be brought down to size. Thank you, Aaron. More calls straight ahead. We'll be back. Stay with us. Richard, Sean, others, you're up next. Stay with us. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support. And we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. You want to just give us straight donations? There's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars. Super special. Emergency special. 50% off. All InfoWars. InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforest Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups.
You want answers?
You want answers?
Well, so do we.
Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've been watching. I've been waiting. Yuki, Tim, Ed, Jameson, Teddy, Brandon, Matthew, Richard, Sean. I got to get to all those calls, and that's it, because we got just ones taken over. But all these callers are awesome. I can talk to you all for 30 minutes, but we got to move quick. Yuki in Texas wants to talk about storming Area 51. Let me tell you something. If I tried to have a Facebook page about a demonstration at the White House, they'd ban it. If you tried that, they'd do it. Believe me, we've had folks behind the scenes do it. But when somebody says we're going to have a million people assault and break federal law and invade a secret compound, Facebook leaves it up. They are testing. Facebook was designed to overthrow countries. They ran the Arab Spring. I think this is seriously criminal what's going on, and it shows their serious bias. Yuki, in the great state of Texas, what do you think?
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I was watching the conference where Zuckerberg was talking about banning yourself in InfoWars, and he's talking about how their hate speech policy is there to stop anything that's dangerous. And I think that this Area 51 thing is completely dangerous, especially with a lot of the delusional people out there. And, you know, I think the last time I checked, they had 1.9 million scheduled to go, another 1.2, I think, interested. And even if just a fraction of those people try to unlawfully storm, you know, a military base, that could lead to some really big problems. And I think that's dangerous. And, you know, it just shows the hypocrisy of how Facebook is really, you know, not for free speech, and they're actually allowing something dangerous. And I think it's a really bad recipe for disaster.
Well, you're absolutely right. And again, Area 51 got popularized by Art Bell. That's fine. It's all cute. There's a whole bunch of these bases, and it's come out what's there. There's Skunk's Work, advanced space planes, aircraft are there. The B-2 bomber was there before it was ever announced in 1989. And they've got a lot of other things that are at the base, but just because Transformer movies, you know, claim that the Cube is there and Cybertron, none of that's true. It's a secret military base, and they're saying we're going to have a million people attack it, and Facebook's leaving that up. This is all a giant test. But since you raised that, let's play a clip of the creator of Storm Area 51 movement fears the event could lead to military base slaughter. But it's still up, and Facebook's letting it happen. Here it is.
Bigger deal. It started out as just from a pure stroke of imagination. It's just meant to be funny. I want to do something cool out there now that we have a bunch of people, but I don't want anybody to get hurt.
Matty Roberts created the viral event that's taken the internet by storm. More than 1.7 million people on Facebook have expressed interest to get into Area 51, one of the most secure and highly protected pieces of property on the planet, where lethal force can be used on trespassers.
I'm kind of worried about that. I've had a couple people DM the page where they're like, I'm willing to die for the government, let's do this. And I'm just like, oh my God, bud.
Roberts says the whole storming the gates idea was really more of a joke. He has other plans for the masses that may show up on September 20th.
It's not going to be like a military-based slaughter. It'll actually be something really fun, educational, maybe music and art. That's what I'm working on.
The tiny town of Rachel, Nevada, population of just 56 people, is preparing for the unknown.
It's sad because they're going to pull resources and people, you know, sheriff's department and highway patrol that need to be in places, and military will be here. I'm sure military will be here.
Locals worry about having enough food, water, and shelter for the hundreds and potentially thousands of people who want to see what secrets Area 51 is hiding.
They're not going to get on site. You know, it's not going to happen.
Roberts admits he's a little out there, just like his idea. And now his event has captured the imagination and fueled the fascination of one of the most mysterious places in the universe. Joe Bartels, 13 Action News.
So they're saying coming up, what's the date? August 17th, if memory serves. A million people are going to storm this. And all it is a secret aircraft base and a toxic waste dump. There's a whole bunch of these. But because it's been hyped up, I always get like, oh, talk about Area 51. I never talk about Area 51, folks. I talk about real things that are going on. But again, they're saying a million of us are going to storm this, and Facebook's let them hype this, let them push this. The guy is wearing a Japanese animation uniform. This is Zuckerberg making it a joke that, oh, you can organize storming the White House. Oh, the Pentagon. And they're all making it a joke, so when it happens for real, the Pentagon doesn't get involved. This is Zuckerberg, who overthrew major countries and turned it over to Al-Qaeda and ISIS, testing right now. He thinks we're idiots. What do you think, Yuki in Texas?
I absolutely agree with you. I think that it's pretty blatant what they're doing. I mean, the guy who started this thing, he even has a store up there. He's making money off T-shirts and all this stuff. And he talks about in that news interview of him talking about how he wants it to be peaceful, but yet he's talking about, you know, I'm not sure how familiar people are with anime and stuff. You know, I'm half Japanese, so I've seen anime. But anyways, the Naruto running, he's talking about people literally running through and storming a military facility. And, you know, that's unlawful. And that's
well, sure, let's be clear. Whether this guy's a useful idiot or not, this is totally staged. Facebook will ban anybody you know trying to create any type of page that's political, unless it's leftist. This is totally about making it a joke so no one sees what's happening and then preparing it for mass attacks. And it won't be Area 51. It'll be the White House. God bless you, Yuki. People see through this, though, so good luck, globalists. Your whole Area 51 plan is about preparing people to storm the White House. It's about making it a joke, seeming to get away with it so other accounts get made fun of and other accounts to storm the what's left of the World Trade Center, the New World Trade Center, to storm the Empire State Building or storm the Sears Tower or storm the White House. And by the time you're not watching, Zuckerberg's got it. And he's ready, because that's what this is all about, is his 2.4 billion members carrying out violence. Remember 2 weeks ago? They said, you're only allowed to carry out violence in preparation for murder against Alex Jones, Paul Watson, and five other people. Once you accept that, then it's everybody. They have face recognition, but instead of like a Pokemon where you get prizes looking for the little Pokemon, you got prizes in Hunter Killer looking for who you're going to kill. Now, that's 10 years from now, but this is all the prototype of that. What do you want to storm? Oh, we let everybody do it. It's fun. It's cute. It's liberal. But none of it has to do with that. They know exactly what they're doing. Make no mistake. They left that up there because they want to normalize the idea of Facebook organizing the storming of government buildings because of preparing an army of violent LSD heads. Okay. Braden in Louisiana, thanks for holding. You're a trooper. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, thanks for getting my name right. I know you kept saying it wrong, but yeah, actually Braden.
Well, when you got a brain as small as mine, I'm looking at the thing 20 feet away. I apologize. I got it wrong, but we just burnt some time getting the name wrong. I got it right the third time, so that's what matters.
Yeah, thanks. No problem. And, yeah, I wanted to get into, you know, just a deeper level of this. You know, it's a spiritual war. Like, if you listen to what Nikola Tesla said, I mean, in my opinion, he's definitely one of, you know, the greatest scientists that ever lived in the 20th century.
I agree with you.
One of his famous quotes that I always, you know, try to dig deeper in is to understand the universe, think in terms of vibration, frequency, and energy. And the deeper level that I'm trying to get to is, you know, what they're all doing with the vaccines and fluoride and, know why you're trying to hit hard on the iodine is they don't want
to. Oh, it's all about suppressing your ability to resonate with frequencies. We're all electrochemical antennas. That's been proven.
Exactly.
That's why Elon Musk is like, oh, you've got electrochemical magnetic stuff. We just put electrodes in and it shows like spears going into your brain. Those aren't just going to pick up what your electrodes are doing. They're not just going to pick up what the electrochemical is doing. They're going to program it. And he admits that and then giggles about it. And him and his co-host all look like they're on 10 rails of methamphetamine. They're all sweating. They're about to have heart attacks. They're like, ah, we're not saying it. We'll take you over. Ah, ah. They're just like flipping out. Stay there and finish up. Braden.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Call
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast, that just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
During the break, I'm waiting for it to come out of the printer. I like to save stuff, so I have it here. Because they change stuff online all the time. Right here. Elon Musk's girlfriend reveals bizarre eye surgery claim, leaving experts baffled. And if you look at Elon Musk and all these guys, oh, worry about AI gods. Watch out for AI. Oh, I've got wires I want to put in your brain. You're going to be in such ecstasy. When I watch his, I don't know, whatever it was, 30-something minute promo about this with executives from his company, they all look like they're on hardcore drugs. I mean, they're like sweating. Their eyes are like lit up. Like, I mean, they look nuts. I mean, you know when somebody's on drugs. And one of the crew members said maybe they've already got this whole Neuralink group of wires hooks in their brain, because as PKD pointed out, Philip K. Dick, back in the 70s, the cyberpunk future is where you can get any type of pleasure you want, just plug in, but no one wants to even get up or eat for weeks or days. You just die because you just plug all this in, and it's the Matrix. And now the Matrix is here, and you look at Tim Cook, and you look at any of these guys, they'll be under white lights. Can somebody zoom in on my eye, maybe with camera 7? We need some closer cameras. Like, I'm in here underneath bright lights, and my pupils are very little. Yeah, zoom in if you can. My pupils are tiny because I'm not on drugs. I've had 2 cups of coffee today. But if you look at my pupils, maybe somebody come in with a phone, take a picture of it, and I can show people on the phone. Here, I'll do it on my own phone. Where's my phone at? I know where my phone is. I had a phone in here earlier. But maybe one way or the other I can get this done. Let me borrow somebody else's phone. I'll do it that way. I don't even know where my phone's at. Here it is. All right, I'll do it this way. So I'll take a photo. No, I got it handled because I'm going to override this. You know, Matt Drudge had one piece of advice when he was here like 3 years ago. He said, you need to get a closer shot. That's what everybody wants is personal shots. And we never done it. Maybe I'll just cancel the show until that happens. Because I'm not mad. You have to understand that we get a lot of stuff done around here, but certain things cannot be done and will not be done. So here, let me show you my pupils, okay? The only way I can do it is take a photo and then have a camera above do this. Okay? Dr. Cam shot, please. Look at this. Look at this defeat of the technology. I'm having a major victory right now. Dr. McCam, shot, please. Or if we can't do it, I understand. Now, that's my pupils, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? That's my pupils. You look at Tim Cook or Elon Musk or any of his executives when they're up there on that stage, their pupils are 90% open. Zuckerberg, all of them, these people are either have brain chips or they're on hardcore drugs. The only thing I think they've already, you know, I talked to the Pentagon years ago about how they already had special forces 15 years ago getting brain chips to interface with weapon systems and things. But that's it. These guys are wireheads. Something's going on. Because I'm under white lights and my pupils are little. They're supposed to close under white light, under blue light. Dr. McCam, shot again, please. Look at that. Tiny. That's what happens under the sun or under bright lights, but not these guys. They're all under lights. And if we can't show Elon Musk and his assistants from the report, rack it up. We'll play Reese's report. Because I'm on a roll here of victory. Everything up. It's all happening. So let's go ahead and cue this up. Let's go ahead and queue up the piece he did on Elon Musk joining the dark side. Elon Musk joining the anti-human coalition. So you can see, if you're a TV viewer, how drugged out of their minds they are. And maybe we'll superimpose some of the interviews with these guys under white lights. I mean, this would be a major investigation. You know, they admit Silicon Valley is into hardcore speed and hallucinogens. They're taking IV drips at work. Of DMT. They're taking LSD microdoses and psilocybin mushrooms and peyote every day. And they're the ones telling us we're going to merge with AI gods while they sweat on stage and their eyes are like saucers. Who in the hell would want to join with these people? Why would anybody want to be part of something led by these folks? Here is the Greg Reese Report.
With companies like Verichip, we have been hearing about implantable computer chips for over a decade.
The latest office innovation is a microchip implanted in the skin.
This is the first American company to ever try this.
So what are they tracking, and would you say yes if your boss asked you to do the same?
And while we have been conditioned over the years to accept the idea of an implantable chip, Elon Musk has been warning us of the dangers of artificial intelligence. Or AI.
I'm really quite close to, I'm very close to the cutting edge in AI, and it scares the hell out of me.
I try to convince people to slow down. Slow down AI.
Slow down.
To regulate AI. This was futile. I tried for years.
It's futile.
The scenario with AI is the one that seems like probably the best. Like
for us.
Yes. Like if you can't beat it, join it.
Oh.
That's like the
and who controls
link.
is to create a high bandwidth interface
to
the brain.
Back a little bit. You can't beat it, so put wires in your head that it controls, because then it'll be really nice to you. Let it put a kill switch right in your brain. Says Elon, you can just see this guy from the beginning. Oh, he's your friendly guy fighting it. Now he rolls it out. Then you go back and see all of it. It's the promotion of it. It's the pushing of it. It's the preparation of it. Here you go.
To the brain, such that we can be symbiotic with AI. One thing is for sure, we will not control it.
Pause again.
Successfully.
Oh, no one will control the AI. Not those that built it. Not those that run it. What a load of crap. He's just inducing you to let him put wires in your head so he can rule your ass like Zuckerberg and the VR on their heads. And all of them have got those giant pupils because they've been there and they ain't coming back. Let's continue.
Sure, we will not control it.
After successfully testing...
Pause again, back it up. You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile. You will not control it. And he goes on to say, it won't control your brain at first, but soon it will. He's literally pre-programming you to submit and bow down like he's done. No, he's not submitting to it. He's always been part of it. And you can see it all now, what a sick joke it is. And him and his whacked out executives you're about to see, who don't have brain chips. They're hoping brain chips can do it and keep them high. These are drug addicts. And they want the hit of wires in their brains. And they want to test it on you because it doesn't work because it's crap. They've tested it on hundreds of thousands of apes and monkeys. They've tested it on prisoners. They've tested it on U.S. troops. And now they want you to come and ask for it because you're so stupid. But you're not stupid. Let's go back to Elon Musk.
To the brain, such that we can be symbiotic with AI. One thing is for sure, we will not control it.
After successfully testing...
You know, pause again. We'll come back and play all of it. We'll be symbiotic. Symbiotic means I help you, you help me. No, the phones and the computers all make us dumb. They give us cancer. They make us alone. It's not symbiotic, Elon Musk. And what's this about your girlfriend? His 31-year-old born Claire Elsie Bocher made the startling revelation in a post to promote her collaboration with Adidas. The singer claims she made the polymer herself in the lab. Grimes described her training regime as 360 approach, which involves 2.4 hours a day in a deprivation tank, which allows her to astroglide to other dimensions, and taking a plethora of supplements to maximize the function of my mitochondria. Yeah, this is a DNA Force Plus. Grimes also claims she filtered her studio with the highest grade of red light, which she likens to scream there for 25 minutes while boiling honey tea. And it goes into the surgery he's doing on her eye. What a joke.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.